By the way, just look at what we spoke at last week, that when you have a kavlan, you're not allowed to tell him to work on Shabbos, nor are you allowed to give him a job that he can only do on Shabbos according to the deadline that you gave him. And we spoke at the Prima Gadim says that that if the only way for him to do it is to be me'anes es atzmoy, to stay up all night, it's not shaykh. So we were wondering, what's halacha with Sundays? If you go, so I saw that the tshuvas seem to say that it depends on the industry. It's the industry. It's not crazy for them to come in Sundays. And when it's busy season, they will go in on Sundays and stuff like that. Then maybe since he could go on Sunday for this, it's a mutter. Some say, but I'm sorry, but if it's in an industry that no one ever works on Sunday, so you tell him you need it Monday morning, then it's taka going to be awesome, because you're basically telling him to work on Shabbos. It would depend on the industry, how feasible it is, how realistic it is for him to do it.
I will say that for this past time was the end of the year, they had prom, so a lot of times people were getting their dresses and getting their suits and all these things, so there was overtime.
People did overtime on Sundays.
I believe so, yeah.
Right. Okay, so it's possible, right? So now...
Try cleaning
definitely. What?
The cleaning industry definitely.
The cleaning industry does that, all right. So apparently there's places that do it, so definitely a possibility. So in that case, if that's shaykh, I don't know how each industry works, but that would be the klal. Now, I want to go into the next thing of a shutfis.
Will it work as a store by store, like this store... They don't work on Sundays with plow, no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, the stomach goes by the Matthias. Yeah, the industry, the Matthias, whatever.
Culture.
Now, the Gemara talks about a shutis is as follows. A shutis, the Gemara is a vodazar, daf chav beza mit alef. And the case was like this. Hani moiri koi. Are there more packets here?
Yeah. A couple more packets.
A couple more there. Okay, pass it back. Here. You have here. Hani Morikoi. Morikoi are people that work in a they themselves have a business shutfis together. Okay? And what they do is they plant different things in different people's properties. So they have a landscaping business, whatever. They went into this great business idea, Gevaldik, they go in, they start working, and the yid after the first week tells the guy, oh, by the way, I have a problem, you know, I can't do the Shabbos. And the guy says, you know what, I'm also, you know, busy on the weekends, Sundays are not good for me, I have a good deal for you, I'll work Sundays. The guy, the yid says, I'll work Sundays, and you work Shabbos, and this way we'll split all the revachim of the company 50-50, right, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, anyway we work together, Shabbos I'll work, Sunday you work, and it's Gevaldik. So... that's what they wanted to do. Also, coming to Rava, they came to Rava. Sharolun, Rava says it's a good idea. Esvei Ravina la Rava, but then Ravina caught Rava. He asked Rakasha. It says not like that. Yisrova ev kachavim shekiblu sada b'shotvis. If they were makabel to work on a sada together, lo yoyimar Yisrova ev kachavim tol chel kachav b'shabbos v'ani b'choil. You're not allowed to say to the guy, "You work on Shabbos, I'll work on weekday." It's also. Now, why is it also to do this? So Rashi explains. The reason it's also to do this is because since the way this partnership works is that they both work 50% of each day. This guy works 9 to 1, just for argument's sake, and the other guy works from 1 to 5. That's the way it works. Okay? Or they both work together the whole day. Whatever it is, they're both doing the work together. Now, on Shabbos, comes out that the yid is mechuyev to work half the day. Now, what is he doing? He says, instead of me working half the day, you be my shliach, I'm hiring you. You happen to be my shutif. I'm hiring you to do my part of the work on Shabbos that I have to do. So you work for me. Now, how am I paying you? I'll pay you by doing your part of the work on Sunday.
Why don't we look at it and say, you have to do half the week, and therefore he's doing half the week?
It's not, because he's not doing half the week. Well, that's not the way the shutif was set up.
They're
all mutal to do half the work. So, no, even if they're mutal to do half the week.
Half the work, right? Exactly.
No, but even if they do half the week, I'm going to, because I'm asking you to do that day, so I do this day. We're both mechuyev to do half the work all the time. So
it makes a difference if they're each working half a day or they're each working a whole day. If they're each working half a day and on Monday through Friday and then on Saturday the guy's working double the amount and the Jew's working on Sunday double the amount, then yeah. But if they're each working a full day,
no, but still.
Whose work am I doing? I'm doing my own work. I'm just letting you take off on Saturday.
Well,
if they're both working a full day, Monday through Friday, on Saturday, he's just letting the
they both take work off. A full day. Okay.
Right. They both are. There's two people, so they got 2 days of work out of 1 day. Right?
Now, but is the yid working on Sunday?
Yeah.
And not the good.
Correct.
No, so that means that I'm willing to work double hard on Sunday. So you
work
double,
double hard. I work the same 8 hours. And so we're getting four, out of the 7 days of the week, we're getting 13 work days.
So what are you telling them to do?
I'm telling them we each have to work six days a week. Each have to work 6 days a week.
No, so what you're telling him to do, it depends what you told him. If you're going to tell him that, then he closed, then you could be closed. We'll see. But what you're telling him, I want you to work on Shabbos and I'll work on the weekday. This is the arrangement that you make with him. Now, the Gemara does say at the end, okay, at the end it says, Stama Mai. If you look at the way I underlined it the afterwards, it says Stama Mai. Stama means we never made a deal. We never made anything. Happens to be that I never took the calls, the Shabbos calls, and I always took the Sunday calls. So it always ended up being that I worked on Sunday. Stama Mai. So Machloikis in the Gemara, Machloikis Rambam and Rishonim, and we'll see in Shulchan Aruch and Paskin, Stama Mai. And Stama Mai means that they never spoke about it, they never did anything. At the end of the year, they spit the Lavrachim, and no one ever said anything. So that may be like your case. I never asked you to be my shliach to work on Shabbos to give me permission, and I'm giving you permission not to work Sunday so that because you're working, you're letting me not work for Shabbos, and you're covering for me. So,
but what? Why is he a shliach? He has to work
Doesn't have to work. Well, why isn't he working Sunday? Because you're saying I'm going to cover for you Sunday. You cover me for me Shabbos.
But you're not covering for me.
That's what he's telling you.
He's saying you work on Shabbos and I will each take a day off. You take Saturday.
So why am I telling you to do Shabbos for? Because I want you to cover for me. I want you to make sure the business is open. I want you to work Shabbos.
Right, because we'll take off on Sunday.
We'll both take off Shabbos and we'll both work Sunday. So Shabbos, I want you to do whatever I'm supposed to be doing Shabbos and I can't do, you do. And whatever you don't want to do Sunday, I'll do for you. So this is the halach of shutfis. Now it comes out that a shutfis is an interesting thing because it's worse than an arisus, if you think about it. What do we have by an arisus? Let's say I have in a shutfis, I have more, the owner has more in the sadeh, but it's still a problem. Because in a case of an arisus, what was the example? The case of the arisus was I own the sadeh, the yid owns the sadeh, and he hires a guy to work. And the guy's also a shutif, essentially, in the profits. He's not a shutif in the field, but he's a shutif in the profits. He's a share, he has a share. But since he's working for himself, it's mutter. So why don't you say that here? Because by a shutif, he's working for himself. No. Because there, in the case of the artist, I don't have the responsibility of working bechla. So he's not covering for me. I gave away all the work to him. I don't have any responsibility to work. That's different. If I have no responsibility to work at all, I just own the field and I hire someone to work, then he's working for himself totally. Here the shutif is such is that we both have responsibility to work equally. And therefore, anything that he's doing for my half. That's the difference. So this is the sugi over here of shutvis. And again, let's just clarify. So in other words, if we both have to work equally, and I am asking you, please do my share that I have to work on Shabbos, and because of that, I'll cover Sunday for you. So therefore, I'm asking him as my shliach to work, do my chelik Shabbos, and the payment for that is I'll do his share on Sunday. Okay. Now maybe the Ran is going to be what you're talking about. Just okay. The Beis Yosef brings a Ran over here. Beis Yosef brings a Ran, which is the next page.
The case that we said last week that as long as the manager has some investor interest, he's making some percentage of it.
Yeah, but it's not going to help.
Fine.
Yeah,
because it's assuming that the person.
Yeah, he's in charge of hiring and firing. Right. He's in charge. I'm not in charge of operations. That's the part. He's in charge of operations. Okay? Now, the Ran brings a very, very important heter over here. The Ran says like this. It's the next page from Beis Yosef. We bought a Merchatz. And again, and we didn't just buy it or sign it. We both work in the Merchatz. And the Merchatz is a lot of malach. You have to heat the water. I have to run it. Okay, I run it. And it's my responsibility to run it 3.5 days a week. And you have to run it or half the time, whatever. Now, they made a deal like this. They work together. I'll explain all this in a minute. I'm just reading it. Etc. So then he says, Okay, I'm not going to finish reading this, but this he says. No, he explains what the Heter is. I'll say it outside because it's a little long. The Heter, he says, is like this. Let's say we say like this. Really, the Merchat should be open 7 days a week, 7 days, 6 days, 7 days a week. I tell the Yisrael tells the guy, listen, I'm working all 6 days, and I want you to work 6 days along with me. So you got to work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You tell the guy, I'm not showing up Shabbos. And the guy says, you're not showing up Shabbos? But I can make a lot of money Shabbos. It's fine, so go in. If you want to go in. It's fine, but if I'm going to go in Shabbos, are you going to cover me? No, I'm not going to cover you for Sunday. I want you to work Sunday anyway. Okay? So there, since the Yid is not covering for the guy in exchange of what the guy is doing, so therefore he's not considered acting as a shliach of the Yisrael, because the Yisrael is not doing anything for him for the fact that he did it. Okay, so if the Yisrael tells the guy, you work Sunday, I work, the Yisrael tells the guy, you work Shabbos, and I'll work Sunday. So now the guy is his shliach to work Sunday, and the payment is that to work Shabbos, and the payment is that the Yid is going to work Sunday. But if they're both working Sunday equally, and the Yid is not working any extra on Sunday, so it comes out that the Yid is not paying the guy for anything. So why is the guy going in Sunday?
Because he wants to earn more.
Because the guy wants to make money.
So is he making all the money on Shabbos?
So Zohar, he doesn't have to make all Shabbos. It could go 50-50. Because on that, he's like an artist now. Because as far as I'm concerned now, he's not working for me at all. So you see from an artist an idea, you see from the artist the concept that if the guy's working for me, for himself, even if I'm going to make money from that, it's okay. As you see from the artist, right? That the artist can work my field on Shabbos, but since he's doing for his 50%, I can make money and it's not a problem. He's working for himself. So here you have a shutfist that the guy's working for himself, because I decided that you're not getting anything, you're not getting any benefits from the shutfist by working Shabbos.
So when you walk in on Sunday and you look at the receipt of everyone who came in on Shabbos and you say, hey, where's the money that came from Shabbos? That's yours to speak about it. You should say,
I mean, it belongs to the shutfist. You decided on your own.
He says though.
Yeah, because it's a different issue. There's a different issue that we're always going to have to keep on. We have to go back to that. We always have to go back to this. There's another issue besides working on Shabbos and having someone work for you on Shabbos. There's another issue of Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. Even Memela, without a malach being done. Sometimes you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. Like Moshe Feinstein has a shayla, how are you allowed to make interest from your bank account on Shabbos?
Interest runs,
right. So even Memela Schar Shabbos is a problem. So that's a separate issue. And how you're allowed to keep your business open if you're making money. So we're going to address that. That's not what we're talking about. That's a separate issue.
He's getting an extra workday of his percentage.
He's bringing
in
the money. I hear you. I hear you're a religious man. You could keep your conviction. Do whatever you want. I'm going to Shabbos.
I'm going to
Shabbos.
This guy takes off Yom Tov. So the other guy still goes in. He's the one to make money.
I understand, but he's
no, but that's right.
He's making more money that day. Then he goes
yeah,
out.
But the other guy takes off other vacation days.
Okay,
he doesn't.
Okay, exactly.
And if he wants to take off all those vacation days, the guy's going to say, like, listen, or you took off all these vacation days over the course of the year. And that's,
but it can't
we
be
no
that.
Discussion about that.
It can't be that it counts as his day off, is what we're saying.
That could be stomach. That could be stomach. That's stomach. That's stomach. That's strategy. You didn't make up. Cover for me here, cover for me there.
Stomach is that if you take off every Saturday, you also can't take off every Sunday.
I don't want to go into stomach. This is much less than that. The Ran is much more simple. The Ran is saying is that both people are working all 6 days of the week equally. The guy on top of that decides on his own to go work on Shabbos. So,
the case of the Ram, over the course of the year, the guy is working 1/7 more than the Jew.
Correct, but he's not getting anything in return back from the Shabbos.
And that's the deal. That's not the typical deal of a business.
Right, exactly. I'm saying, this is a chiddush of the Ram. This is the chiddush of the Ran that the Ran holds is that in that case the Yid now has the heter of an aris because the guy is working on his own and he's not gaining anything in the shutfis by working on it. So I'm not giving him anything more to do for me and I'm not gaining anything. So this is the Ran's heter. Now, do we pass like this Ran? I'll tell you the big nafkamina if we pass like the Ran is that you can go into a business according to the Ran. We'll see exactly how to go into the business, but you can go into the business and say, listen, This is a great business. I'm a religious Jew. I can't do anything Shabbos. As far as I'm concerned, we gotta close the business Shabbos. And the guy says, you're out of your mind. I'm not going to close business Shabbos. I want to keep it open. But do whatever you want. Keep it open. He says, well, I'm going to keep it open. I'm going to go and work. What are you going to do? So you, should I take off Sunday? No, you got to keep it. As far as I'm concerned, we're 50-50 the rest of the week. You want to do Shabbos? No. Avada, if he keeps the money for Shabbos, then talk about it. We're saying that you're allowed to even say, we're allowed to even keep it at 50-50.
I'm even 7 days a week.
I'm allowed to get off 7 days of the week profit as long as he's working on his own and he doesn't get any benefits that,
like,
you know, to take off a different way.
Dunkin' Donuts or something like that. Right. So, if a Jew owns Dunkin' Donuts, it has to be open 7 days a week. So a lot of times they do, they try to look at God.
Okay, so.
I'm going to go on Shabbos.
Okay. What is the detail?
I'm not coming in Shabbos. I'm going to get high. Clearly, I'm not coming in Shabbos. If I'm going to do it,
it'll be a 50-50.
You'll come on Shabbos or not.
Well, this is.
And you don't have Shabbos.
Now, let's see how we paskin on this, the Ron.
Then we'll say. You have to say you cannot take off on Sunday.
Let's go further. Yeah, Simon Reish Mem Hey. This is how we paskin. Yisrael ve'ina Yehudi. Sheish lahem sade oitanor oimerachat oirechaim shalmayim b'shalz. They have a business, b'kitzer. Any sort of business, a sade, a tanor. Well,
why do they always choose a merachat? Is that
the sort of business? What should they have? Amazon. I mean, so reichaim shalmayim b'shalz. Google bathhouse. It tells you when you need a shower. So reichaim shalmayim b'shalz. Oy shehem shutvim b'chanus. Oy shehem shutvim b'chanus. Or they have a store together. Im hisnu mitchila. We didn't get into the ikar heter. So how do you get out of it? I'm sorry, we forgot to say the ikar heter in the Gemara. The ikar heter of the Gemara is, so what happens if you do have a case of a guy? So the way you have to do it is you have to be hisnu mitchila. Hisnu mitchila means you say the following. We're partners in the following arrangement. That the business is ours together 6 days a week, let's say 5 days a week. And my responsibility for 5 days a week is you don't have to actually split the business. You don't have to split the responsibility. The business, we run the business together 5 days a week. But my responsibility as a shutif, every shutif has a responsibility, right? So the way it was set up was every shutif has the responsibility of working all the time. Whenever it's open, we both have to work. So instead of doing that, we say, no, listen, I don't have that responsibility. I have responsibility of 5 days a week, we talk, have to go in together. But you have the responsibility of keeping the business open Shabbos. I have the responsibility of keeping the business open Sunday. So now, in the Ektzem Shutfis, it was never chal on the Jew, the Achrayis, to go in on Shabbos. That's Hisnu Mitzchila, before they bought the business. Yeah, before they bought the business. No. Forget it. Before the business started, was in the Etzem agreement. So that way, the whole problem is that it's the Achrayis, or the Shutif, to work a Shabbos, and now he's putting in the Goyish Shutif in his place. So now it was never Chal that it was his Achrayis to work Shabbos, because he made up in the deal, listen, me as a Shutif, my responsibility is to work only Sundays, not to work Shabbos. But if you didn't do that originally, so it is Chal on you, the responsibility, that whenever the store is open, to work and be part of it, right? Now, and I have to work Be'etzim that day also. What? So then, that's when it's your shliach.
Is that what the Ron was referring to?
You can't turn the terms of agreement.
You can write a new contract.
No. Is that what the Ron?
It's better than the Ron. This is better than the Ron.
Why? But no.
So, but when Ron gave his chiddush that it was without the Hisnu Mitzchila.
No, right, because the case of here is that the guy is getting something in return for working Shabbos. He doesn't have to come in Sunday. So therefore, that only works with Hisnu Mitzchila. The Ron is saying is that it's only mutter if the guy is not getting anything in return for working Shabbos.
Why does Hisnu Mitzchila help with this? He's still getting paid to work on Shabbos. He's still working on Shabbos.
That's his business. What do you mean?
No, he's still working on Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's a day to the
nafsh.
The yid is paying him by agreeing to take responsibility on Sunday without him.
So thus removing your shutfis.
No, that's the shutfis. That's the deal. You want to know why he entered the deal? He entered the deal because he wants to enter the deal. He wants to work Shabbos.
Same business. Way that if you're going to come and
no,
shop,
he's not my shliach. He's not my shliach because he chose to take that responsibility. It's his. It's chal in the business deal. It's his responsibility. So it's not my problem. It's not my responsibility. Now, This has to be Tchila, the place can discuss. No, this is that's in Gemara.
Well, same, this is
you're accomplishing the same thing you would have done, right? But just since it was system Tchila, the Vardis was never Chalas and Christ. That's the point. Now, the place can discuss, or Moshe has a tshuva. What do you do if you want to enter into a partnership with a Fry Yid? Okay? Because here, what are you going to do? Hestem Mitzchila? You can't do Hestem Mitzchila. Because it's Lifnei Iver. Now, Lifnei Iver, you're benefiting from Hizchil Shabbos. Because he's willing to go ahead and work Shabbos, so now you're getting back a whole another day in the Shutra. So you can't do that. Ramosha says there's no heter to do Hestem. Yeah, Ramosha's tshuva is here about Mechal Shabbos, how to get around it. If Hestem Mitzchila works, but let's get to that as it comes along. So let's finish reading the Mechaber. So Mechaber says, "Im Hestem Mitzchila b'shas shabo le'shtatif." If they made an original tanai, she yaschara Shabbos.
So this is different. It's not that you don't get to touch Shabbos. You don't get to touch Shabbos in this agreement.
So the way this agreement of Hestem Mitzchila works is that since it's your responsibility to work Shabbos, then you get all the profits from Shabbos.
So that's different. Then that's the chiluk between the run. With the run,
correct.
you're able to get Shabbos.
Here, why is he different than
Shlichus? Well, here it's not Shlichus, he's getting all the money from Shabbos.
He's the owner.
You're doing one day, connected another day.
No, but you did it in Tchila that way. Oh. So Mitzchila, that's the business. The business is, it's your business on Shabbos, essentially. You know, it's your business Shabbos, it's my business Sunday, and we're shutting the rest of the week. Right. You know, that's a simple way of doing it. So, there he says, Mutter. Then it's a problem. Then how do you have to do it? Then you have, and if you didn't do this, then the only way to do it is you have to give the guy 1/7 off the top, and then split the other 6 days of the week. Okay. Now, this thing about Hestem Mitzchila means that he has to actually get the money from Shabbos, and you have to get the money from Sunday. If at the end you decide that it's too complicated, you know, it's going to cost a lot of money to figure out exactly how much money came Shabbos, how much money came Sunday. You know, at the end of the month, you know, let's say you have a hotel, whatever, you're going to figure out how much money came in from people. I know at the end of the month, this is the revenue. I have to now go figure out every day Shabbos. It's complicated. So it may not be worth it for you. So at the end, you're allowed to decide, you know what, probably Shabbos and Sunday were the same, and we'll split 50-50.
Could that be just something cool? That we're just going to split 50-50 because it's too much of a pain to figure out?
You could do some sort of conditions. But Ramosha just says, what you could do is, you could say, listen, you have 50%, I have 50%, but if it's, in case it's particularly, it may end up costing a lot of money to make the cheshbonis. So instead of that, we'll assume that your chelik is whatever, you know. However much. Maybe you could do that instead of calculating.
If it's not like that, it would be a big Saturday. And the guy's going to say, no, I got everything.
Right. Now, Ramosha says, though, that even though at the end you could decide to split it, it has to be a business which is possible to differentiate between the revach that comes on Sunday and Shabbos, like a merchatz. So you could know, merchatz is very defined. How much money did you make Shabbos? How much money did you make Sunday? You could figure it out if
like
you really wanted to. Right. But on a business that it's not possible, the nature of the business is that it's not possible to really figure out how much money was made on Shabbos versus Sunday. So he says, it's not a real tanai what you're saying. When it's your business Shabbos, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's not possible to figure out the amount that it would have made. So Moshe is very unhappy with the business that the model of it is such that you can't really figure out how much
membership type of thing.
People pay a monthly membership.
Yeah, let's say something like that.
Like a check. Like a check on the day it's open.
Somebody pays your revenue is a monthly membership. Oh, days in a week. Every month. The members have to pay a certain amount.
Like a gym.
When it came in, Shabbos makes a difference for the month.
Maybe it goes closer when the sale was made.
Like 30 days in the Emily Anthony?
I don't know. The guy signed up on this day. He's paying. This is your annual membership. You pay monthly.
Let's say a guy signed up on Tuesday, but he only comes on Saturdays.
Doesn't matter. You
he's only coming because the business is open on Shabbos.
No. Okay, I'm just saying again. Well, I don't know all the problems, but this is the story. How Ramosha says it. Okay. Now, the Ramah says like this. Hagam. Here, let's go at the fourth line of the in the next page 14. It's the fourth line of the page. V'yishem, it's the Ramah. V'yish Oymrim. The Ramah says as follows: Shekol zel leimayri ela b'shutfes shekol echad oisik b'yoymai. Aval kishishneim oiskim b'yachad kol yimei achol. It's only when each one person works on his day. But when it's kishishneim oiskim b'yachad, when they're both working together, kol yimei achol u'v'shabes oisik hayni yudi levadoi. Then the goy decides to come in. Mutar lach like imay kol askar. You could split up everything. The Eini Yehudi died to Dinav Shekav. This is the Chiddush of the Ran, and the Ramah brings it down. He's not doing it for me. It's not my problem. I told you I'm not coming in Shabbos, and you have to come in Sunday with me. You want to go in Shabbos? That's your own prerogative.
So even though he's no Betchila, then you enter into Ran.
Yeah, if you didn't do his Betchila, you do the Ran. Okay, but I mean,
then you get to split the
Chiddush, because why would the guy do it?
Well, because the nature of the business would hurt everyone generally if you would shut down one day a week.
This run could be is a heter for Mechal Shabbos. If you enter into a shutzis with Mechal Shabbos, you can't do a hisnu mitchila, because what are you going to say? Oh, it's your business Shabbos? In other words, I'm essentially saying, because you want to Mechal Shabbos, give me Sunday. I mean, you can't do that. But if you do the Ran, then what you could do it, but it has to be a little different than the Ran, they still say, the Poiskim. The way you have to say is, listen, as far as I'm concerned, we're only Shutfim. Well, before it's Chol Shabbos. One more prat in the Ran itself. There's a tshuva from the precious Mordechai, which is Mordechai Benet. He has a tshuva, a very important tshuva for the Ran. It says, the Ran is only going to work, again, what's the heter of the Ran? The heter of the Ran is that, listen, we're working equally, and you can go in on Shabbos if you want, and that's it. Okay, so it's a convenient answer. You can tell the guy when you're going into the original documents, it's 50-50. I'm not giving up anything, but as far as I'm concerned, I want to keep the business closed Shabbos. The guy will say, I'm not willing to close down the business. Fine, so run the business, do what you want. Don't do me. Very simple. The problem is, the Parashas Mordechai says that that only works if the expenses of the business that day come out of his pocket. If the expenses of the business, of running the business for that day, come out of the shutvis, then it won't work. Because now he's vayter my shlich. Everyone that's working is vayter my shlich. This is what they were talking about. So if all the expenses...
It's always going to happen in a shutvis. Okay. It's a mela.
So
it's a non-starter.
If the expenses of that day are going to be run by the shutvis, so then what are you telling me? Oh no, I would leave the business closed if it was up to me. But you leave it open. You can open if you want. You open if you want. I'm paying. I told you the shutzis is only a 6-day shutzis. The guy wants to come in and open Shabbos, then he's got to pay out of his pocket. So this is a tshuva of a Mordechai Benet. So Lemaisa, though, the Shevet Halevi and Ramosha argue. There's two different ways that the Shevet Halevi and Ramosha argue. The Shevet Halevi argues and says, he doesn't argue, he just says that that the precious Mordechai is only talking about a very simple case where he's actually hiring people. There are expenses generated that day, but in our businesses, most of the expenses are over a month. The rent, the salaries, it's all a monthly. So even if the business would be closed Shabbos, the shutras would pay those expenses. There's a fixed cost.
The
employees, they're not going to get more or less necessarily if they're going to work Shabbos. I'm keeping the business open. Okay, so if it's an hourly employee, then
it's not for a job that you don't get paid more or less the amount you work.
You have one.
I can't just not show up and I'm still
there. Yeah, but you have to sometimes work till 12 at night, and sometimes you can. There's less of a workload.
On those times, I can say I can't come in.
No, but I'm saying the point. The office is open.
Every Tuesday I decide I'm not coming in.
No, the business is open. Sometimes like, we'll have extra work to come in. He comes in. He's not necessarily getting paid more because the business is open and available on Shabbos to be run. So the point is, if that's the nature, it's not an hourly worker. Okay, if it's not hourly, so then the nature of the business is that basically the expenses are on a monthly or whatever. The overhead runs, and it's not generated on Shabbos. So then, Shevet Halevi says you don't have the problem with the Parashas Mordechai, but any expenses which are generated on Shabbos specifically, even electric bill, it is what it is. I mean, that's what it costs. But yeah, if they're an hourly worker and the guy's checking in, carding in, punching in, and those hours, you know what he worked Shabbos, that has to come out of his pocket then.
Even though you're going to pay the goy once a month.
No, but it's a problem because you're splitting the revachim 50-50, but he's paying out of pocket for that.
Okay,
right?
So why can't you say that will come out of his pocket, but you're going to get that much less out of the revenue? You could do that. You split 50-50 and solve the problem.
Yeah, but just like, it gets complicated.
Because it cost me $100 for this employee, so I'm going to give you 50-50 minus $100.
It's circumventing the problem.
So they're exactly the same number.
If the guy's paying the $100, it's external action afterwards.
The bottom line, the number is the exact same, so we don't need to do any cashbonos.
I'm not sure why it comes out the same, but
okay. If the guy's paying $100, if we make $1,000 in the business, so we each get 50-50, we each get $500. But if it costs me $100, or the guy $100 to run the business, so fine, I'm going to pay out $100 myself, but you're going to get $100 less of the 50-50.
I'm going to walk away with $450, not $500. Because if there's $100 off the top, that's coming out of, and then we're only splitting 900, so I'm only going to get 450.
Right, is it coming off the top, the 900 is what he's asking, is it coming off the goy side?
It comes off the revach that came off Shabbos, whatever was made on Shabbos, is going to have to pay for the costs of Shabbos, and then you can split it.
You can't do that.
So whatever it could be,
I'm just saying you would have to figure out how to, we're not going to address this is the side. Now, Ramosha circumvents it differently. Ramosha says, you tell the guy, listen, bottom line is that this is the way the business is. I'm keeping it closed Shabbos. You have the right to do whatever you want. Now, if the guy ends up paying for his expenses from the shutzpah's money, it's his problem. It's a gneiva. It's his problem. It doesn't change the fact that you, Lamaisa, made it up this way.
You signed the checks.
He's taking money out of the shutzpah's. But that's, Ramosha says, this is his lashon over here. It's a chelik base hamechay. You don't have the tshuva there.
He's saying you approval for the printing job for the Saturday special.
He says, "V'av shi'el anochem reshus l'shalom lehem mikesef hashayich l'shotvis mekiven sheyirtzu lika chelik be'arevach d'mash yishlamu la'apoyel menukim be'arevach be'achreach ein lachshav she'arvicho amash yirtzuch lo'itzi kiven shemitzad achiv shal anochem la'apoyel lo'yu mechuyovim ha'yudim l'shalom lehem." You don't have it. El mitzad shiroitzim be'arevach. Anyway, this is what he says. Okay. So now that's how they get out of this problem. Now, there's one other point. So let's just chazer over, and then I want to summarize one point. It's like this. So if you have a shutvis, you have to do a histor metchila. Histor metchila means it's not the responsibility of the guy, of the yid, to run the business Shabbos, and the guy gave up his business for Sunday. That was the nature of the business. That's the way it is. That's why I have to set up the shutvis. If you don't get money on Shabbos.
You don't get the schar on Shabbos.
No, he gets all Sunday. He gets all Shabbos. You get all Sunday. Now, if at the end, it ends up being equal, that's fine. If you didn't do a histor metchila, you could do the ran, which is basically you tell the guy, listen, I'm not coming in, and I'm not interested in coming in at all. I wanna close the business down, and that's that.
But then you get into
and
the
kasha of
the parshas Mordechai.
Then you get into the kasha of the parshas Mordechai. You have a Moshe's heter on that. Okay, so if you have mechal Shabbos, you can't do hisn mitchila, but could be you could do the ran. But the poskim at that point say you have to do a little different than the ran. What you really have to do is you have to tell the person that we're shutfen for 6 days. The seventh day is yours. If you want to go, do it. But I don't want to have any. Then you can't take the revach from Shabbos. You have to let them take the revach from Shabbos. Say, it's not, I don't want to have anything to do with Shabbos. Neiver, Shevet Levi said, there is a big problem with Neiver. The only way you could get out of the Neiver is if the person didn't need you to do the business. He really has enough money. He doesn't need your investment. He has enough money to do the business on his own. He doesn't need you.
You're not helping him. You're not really helping him.
You're not really helping him do it.
So I mean, let's say he had the money, but you have the amazing idea.
Okay, so.
The reason he's grouping up with you.
There's a reason, but it's not like they.
Everyone goes into shutfas for a reason.
So the.
It's easier for the rest of them. It's easier for the rest of
them. Because they want to have less risk.
Yeah, it's less risk, whatever.
Why is it a misayah?
There's no misayah on. Pashas is a shayla if it's a misayah on a mumar anyway. The guy's machal shabbos for hesya. There's no misayah on that. So now, just to clarify, so if a person has a business that needs to run on Shabbos, so we learned between a couple weeks ago and this week that there's two essentially ways how you can get out of the problem. One is that you could hire. Now, you could hire a CEO who's basically going to be the manager of operations and give him, according to Ramosha, you don't even have to give him a percentage, but we said Pashtus is better to give him a percentage. And then he's doing it for himself, and that's what happened.
Better. Right.
Now, that's has a mila to it, because it comes out that all the workers are taka working for him. The workers are really working for him. And but there's a chisaron in that, because it's a little bit, you're trying to figure out his das. A daita d'nafshei, not a daita d'nafshei, and oh no, he's really working for him, for himself, because of the 1%. It's a little bit, you know, gray area.
He's also a kabbalist.
But he's a kabbalist, but you're telling him to do Shabbos and fine. The other way to go is a histor metchila, is that you can make it with a shutfis, and it's much more concrete, because that means that Shabbos doesn't belong to you at all.
So you look like you lose money. I mean, like when you go to tefillah, you lose schar, right? You lose schar Shabbos.
Theoretically, you lose it, but you're getting all Sunday. Okay, and obviously this is Negei Yom Tov also, and a lot of businesses.
He doesn't want to come to work on Sunday.
Right.
If he wants to come to work on Sunday, you got Sunday.
No, he has to agree to the shtar. The shtar says it's my business Sunday. You want to come in, you come in. But that's the thing. Now.
You have to be open on Sunday for that to work, right?
Or Monday.
No, it's because I know there's a dry cleaner that's opened on Shabbos, but not on Sunday.
You could say Monday. So Monday you get the shtar, the business is mine. You want to come in on Sunday, come in. But you can't require him to come in on Monday.
Right. The case where it gets a little complicated is if you want to try to do the
and it's only a business that's shy.
Right. The problem with the Histor Metchila is you have to make sure that it's shy to split the revach. You know.
But you were saying about Yom Tov.
The same thing. All these problems apply with Yom Tov also. A lot of businesses don't shop is not an issue. Weekends anyway is not something to get. But it's Yom Tov is an issue. I know. You say I get it. I have 22 days extra. You take 22 days that are these days on the calendar. Yeah. And I'll take these 20 days or whatever. Or not. Or just give him the days. And as the same percentage you would have been willing to give him as a CEO, you can give him as a Histor Metchila. Say it's your days. The question becomes, this kasha, the precious Mordechai, is a little bit of an issue. You know, what about the expenses generated from those days? That's something you have to think about.
So why can't that go bust with the fact that you could be able to calculate the expenses, but you just at the end of
the same thing. Why can't you just say that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if it's your company as a CEO, we split 50-50?
That's what he's saying.
On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have full control of the company, and we split it 50-50.
He's only a kabbalist for Shabbos Yom Tov. I don't know if you can hire a kabbalist only kabbalist for Shabbos Yom Tov. You're telling him you do hiring on you work for Shabbos.
You get promoted every Shabbos.
It's a kabbalist telling to work on Shabbos. It could be a sense of posh. Now, one thing is, all the cases we're talking about are it's a real shutvis. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about, just to make it clear, it's a real shutzfus. You tackle going to the business with the guy, okay? And this is how you set it up. What we do nowadays was subject in the days of the Chasam Sofer and this, it was not pasha that what we do nowadays works. It was a big chiddush that they were mechadish, just like by Mechias Chometz, you could get a guy and basically make a sale. So just bring in a guy to sell your business to him for Shabbos. That wasn't exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Shulchan Aruch is talking about that there is really a shutvus here. Bringing in a guy to go ahead and sell your business to him for those 2 days was not the case of the Shulchan Aruch, and that was a bigger chiddush. And that's, you know, Shai on the Paiskim exactly. The minig is today that we rely on it because there's so many businesses that would need that we are allowed to rely on it. But keep in mind that that's not exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about.
Well, so
okay.
What's the ideal?
Shkoyach.
The ideal is that Reichman wasn't so crazy.